I welcome you to this program this morning. I believe we meet you very well. This is Church on Air. And I want to thank God because it is another time that God wants to bless us again. Let me thank God for all those who are following us in this series. And let me also thank God for the impact this program has been making our lives. Thank you for your calls. And thank you so much for also your encouragement. Thank God for, you know, what God is doing in our time. To Him be the glory in the name of Jesus. This morning again, we have come to hear from God. I am sure you have been waiting, and I know that He will surely bless you. Help me to call somebody. Help me to phone somebody that Church on Air is now on this channel. And that God again want to bless us together. And so it shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, we are going to be talking on enhancing divine visitation. Don't forget, we've been talking on divine visitation for the past, you know, months now. And the next week, I will close, you know, by the grace of God. But today, we are talking on enhancing divine visitation. Let's open our Bible to Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 5. Can we start to read from verse 25 down to 34?
And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched His garment. For she said, "If I may touch but His cloth, I shall be whole." And straight away the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus immediately, knowing in Himself that virtue has gone out of him, turned him about in the press, and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And His disciples said unto Him, "Thou sayest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And he looked around about to see her that has done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before Him, and told Him all the truth. And He said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague."
Wow, what a story. No, it's a very common story, and I am sure that you know this story. The story of the woman with the issue of blood. Now, one thing I want you to know this morning is the violent faith of this woman. Can you see? Not just common faith, not just ordinary faith, but violent faith. Now, let me say this one before, you know, we go to the into the real world. Do you know that, you know, men fail this woman? And probably they have failed, man failed you, doctor failed you, you know, all the powers around failed you, traditional power failed you, but Jesus can never fail you. What can attract Jesus to you is your faith. You know, faith is an attractant. Why doubt is a repellent? When you have strong faith in God, you see, you will be connected to God. God sees faith. In the Bible, it says, "Have you ever seen such a faith?" No, not in Israel. You know, when you walk by faith, you know, you are provoking divine encounter with God. What makes you to encounter God is your faith in God. Can you see now? So, this woman, can you see, Bible says, she has suffered many things of many physicians, and has spent all that she had, but was nothing better, but rather grew worse. Her situation was not changing. Her situation was going bad. I don't know your situation right now. Probably you are sick. Probably you have some marital problem. Probably you have, you know, some business hindrances in your life, and you have been applying solution and it has failed. Let me tell you something. A time has come right now that you are encountering God. As you are hearing me this morning, you are encountering God, and there will be a change in your life. Your change has come this morning. Just like the woman with the issue of blood, her change came. You know what he said? Let me to read verse 27.
When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched His garment.
28.
For she said, "If I may touch but His cloth, I shall be whole."
Can you see that faith? You know, He didn't say, "I will ask Him to pray for me. I will give Him prayer requests." No, "I will go to His church." No, I will just touch, you know, the hem of his garment. Can you see? Can you see faith at work? Can you see the operation of faith? You know, and immediately she did that. What now happened? Yes.
And straight away, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague.
Faith is so powerful. The reason why you are still in this problem up till now is because you have not geared up your faith in Christ. Come on, switch on your faith. Switch on your faith. You know, the power of faith is able to dethrone the problem you are going through. You know, this woman has a violent faith. She said, let me just touch the hem of his garment and I'll be made whole. Just to touch. Not even to touch his body. Not even to touch his hand or his leg. No way. But to touch his cloth. And my Bible says, immediately the fountain of the blood was dried up. I speak prophetically to you right now. I say that the fountain of that problem in your life, let it dry up this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. The fountain of that problem in your family, I command it to dry up now in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, the fountain dried up and she felt, you know, in her body that she was healed of that plague. That day she was so sure. As I'm talking to you right now, be sure that you are encountering God. You know, that there is a divine encounter right now. You know, just have faith in what I am sharing with you this morning. Jesus has come to you to straighten your life, to bring, you know, peace into your situation. And so, the woman received a touch. Jesus knew that something has happened. Even though many people are talking about him, the only one touching by faith. A lot of people are coming to church, but not all people are coming by faith. That is why you see some people being blessed in the church. And some, they will come and go. Nothing is happening. You know, the reason is that they are not coming by faith. So, nothing happened to them. You know, I was in a program one day, ministering, and God came down to touch people's life. You know, and a lady said, and when people were given testimony of what Jesus Christ has done in their life, the lady said, is it in this just mere preaching that, you know, this man prayed that people are not giving his testimony? Can you see? She came with total doubt. She was not blessed. She was not healed. And people on her right side, on her left side, they were healed. Why? Because they came with faith. You see, your faith in God is so important. Bible says, by these elders obtain good results. Now, if you want good results, if you want to get out of that problem, believe the word of God. That's number one thing. This woman, you know what was in verse 34, yes?
And he said unto her,
Jesus said to her,
daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague.
So what made her whole? It's her faith. It's her faith. All of you lying down there, sick. Come on. I decree in the name of Jesus, rise up now. All of you that you are depressed, all of you that you are going down, that your life is going down, I speak by the authority of the word of God, arise now. Arise now in the name of Jesus. It is your faith. Switch on your faith. Connect your faith to the word of God and it shall be well with you. So, number one way to enhance divine visitation is through valid faith. Number two way that you can enhance divine visitation. Let's go to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter number 1. Jeremiah chapter 1. Let's read from verse 1 to 5. Yes.
The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anatroth, in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations.
Wow. So Jeremiah had the word. It was the word that brought him into the ministry. There are some people that didn't hear anything. They had no voice. All they had probably missed calls. They have not heard from God. And they are saying that God has called them to become a prophet. God has called them to become a this and that. And there is nothing to show. Many ministers of God who are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, but nothing to show. Why? Because there is no word, you know, that is calling them forth. Now, but look at Jeremiah. Bible says in verse 2, it says, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Uzziah. So the word of God came to him. Now, don't forget that the word of God is God himself. You can't separate God from his word. As I'm preaching right now, some of you who have known me on the air, so that is David Mwibolenga preaching. Why? Because you have recognized my voice. Can you see now? So, you know, until your word comes, you are still in the same place. Until your word comes, there is no eye opener. Until your word comes, you can't move forward. Can you see? So, Bible says in that verse 4, Jeremiah 1 verse 4,
Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying,
you know, the word of God came. The word of God came. Until the word comes, you can't find bearing in life. You know, many a times, I told you this one last week in my office, when I am in a state of confusion and I'm just with your God, the word of God will just come and bring light to my heart and drive away the darkness. The word of God. And that is why you must be close to your Bible. And that is why also you must be in a combined fellowship where there is combined anointing so that the word of God can come. You know, that day in Acts 13, in verse 2, the Bible was saying that as people are praying, you know, and they are waiting for the Lord, I was saying, and Holy Ghost said, Christ Holy Ghost spoke there. He said, separate unto me Saul and Barnabas for the work I have said before them. Can you see now? Now, it is the word of God that you can have to encounter God. The word of God can bring an encounter with you, with God. It's all over the scriptures, the word of God. Number three thing that can enhance divine visitation is when there is, you know, revelation. When there is diverse revelation. When God reveals things to you. When there is revelation. Let's quickly look into the Bible in the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter number 3. Can we read verse 21? 1 Samuel chapter 3. 21 years.
And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord.
Wow. No wonder Samuel became great. Because, you know, the revelation you have shows how far you will know. You know, it reveals deeper things. It takes you from being ordinary boy to man. Can you see now? So the Bible says, you know, Samuel, he started with Eli, you know, when God came to Samuel, and he called him, Samuel, Samuel, he thought it was Eli calling him. He went to Eli and said, yes, here am I for you, call me. The man said, I didn't call you now. He went to sleep again, he had the same voice again, you know, he went to Eli. Eli said, hey, prophet is God calling this boy. And he said, when you hear that voice, say, speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. Can you see that? And so he now says, speak, Lord. And God spoke to Samuel what he will do very soon against the house of Eli. Can you see? And then, you know, that was the first encounter that young Samuel had with God. I don't know if you have had an encounter with God. You know, the first encounter you can have with God is when you are born again. That's the first encounter. If you say you are born again, and you don't have encounter with God, you will soon die back. You know? So, somewhere he had this encounter with God. And that was not the only one. Now, in that verse 21, the Bible says, and the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. Can you see? The Lord now, because of Samuel, he was appearing to manifest himself, to make himself known, you know, to what? To Samuel. Can you see that? So the Bible says, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. So through the word of God, God brought revelation. You know, the more you go into the word, as we said last time, you know, the more you go to the word of God, the more revelation you have. You know, and revelation means to go higher. Read Galatians chapter 2 in verse number 2. Galatians chapter 2, verse 2, yes.
And I went up by revelation.
It's okay. I went up by revelation. You see, a man of revelation is going up. The moment you are having revelation, you are going higher. That was why Paul will have more revelation than every other apostle. Why? Because he had word encounter. Jesus appearing to him, teaching him deeper things, you know, teaching him what the other apostles, you know, could not comprehend. That was why, you know, Peter said, what that we know that what he's teaching is hard, but it is true. It is true. So what I will say this morning is that, you know, through revelation of the word of God, you have divine visitation. So Samuel was having constant divine visitation through what? Through revelation of the word. Through revelation. So you need to sit down with God. You need Bible study. You need people. You need fellowship. Some of you that you are Sunday Christian, I pity you. Because how will you go up? How will you be lifted? How will you have an encounter with God? Hear me. Sunday alone is not sufficient to take you to the higher level in Christ. So, you must now give God extra time. Give him extra energy. Give him extra thing for him to reveal himself to you. So, we're told that the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh. My prayer this morning is this. May God reveal to you. May God reveal your life to you. May God reveal your situation to you. May God reveal deep things that you don't know. May God reveal them to you. This will make you to have better start. You know, it enhances divine visitation. You know, I will see you this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Oh, welcome back in the name of Jesus. This morning we are talking about enhancing divine visitation. And I've told you, number one, it is through violent faith. Number two, it is through word encounter. Number three, it is through diverse revelation. And then number four, through violent prayers. You know, through violent prayers, you can have, you know, divine visitation when you are prayerful. Not just common prayers. Some of you, you pray as if to say, you know, you are not serious. You see somebody praying and sleeping. No, that's not type of prayer. No, real violent prayer. Violent prayer. You know, when you pray violently. That's what I'm going to say. Let's see Matthew. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. Matthew 11, verse 12, yes.
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And the violence take it by force.
Wow. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God is very violent. And violent taketh it by force. Look, you must be violent in your prayers. Why? Because there are oppositions. And, you know, for you to have divine desire with God, then your prayer life is very solid. Your altar must be powerful. Hear me. There are altars that want to alter your life. But when your own altar is stronger, you will prevail over the enemy's altar. So, from the day of John the Baptist up to now, the kingdom of God suffered violence. It is only the violence that came by force. You know, take over now in the name of Jesus. Take over, and I ask for divine vision into your life in the name of Jesus. At that point, before our time goes up, is that to enhance divine vision, you must love God. If you want God to visit you, love Him. Love His work. Love His kingdom. Love Him from your heart. Huh? The same way Mary Magdalene loved Jesus. You know what now? Jesus has to stop the work of redemption because of Mary. Why? Because Mary refused to go. He was staying in the tomb. His Savior had been carried by Jesus. He loved Jesus both alive and in death. So Jesus saw this love, and Jesus Christ said, Mary. When Mary saw him, say, Rabboni. He said, don't touch me right now. I just come out of protocol just to appear to you because I can see your love. Can you see the power of love? Well, when you do, look, when you love God, you will always have, you know, divine vision of God. He will visit you. Let's see John chapter 14 quickly. John chapter number 14. Can we read verse 21? Yes.
He that had my commandments and kept them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him.
I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Can you see? So, when you love Jesus, Jesus too will manifest his miracle. He will manifest healing. He will manifest grace. He will manifest everything to you. Can you see the power of love? You know, one man asked me and said, why are you doing all this thing for God? I said, because I'm so passionate for the kingdom. I so much love Jesus. Can you see that? So you too must love him. So he said, you know, he that hath my commandment and keepeth them is the one that loveth me. So how do you know you love God? When you keep his word. When you keep his word, shows that you love him. And the Bible says, when you love him, he said, and he that loveth me shall be loved by my Father. Not only me will love him, even my Father will love him. And he said, and we love him, and we manifest myself to him. May God manifest to me in Jesus' name. May God start to visit you, to encounter you through your love for him. Love God. Love his work. Give to God. You know, give your life to him. And give everything to him. And then you will see God manifesting your life. Then, the other point is that you must have faith in the prophets. Have faith. And I've been telling you this one. There are many of you that you have no fathers. There are many pastors without fathers. And when you don't have a father, you're a bastard. Because without father, there is no feather to flight. Without father, you can't go further. You need a father. And, you know, if you are a church member, believe in the father that God has given to you. Many of you have many fathers. You say, I have many fathers. My father here. My father, are you a bastard? Having many fathers? Yeah? Now, look at what Jesus Christ is saying in Luke chapter 4. Can we read Luke chapter 4 from verse 25 to 27? Yes.
But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarephath, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian.
Only Naaman. Naaman believed in Elisha, you know, and he was cleansed. The widow of Zarephath believed in Elijah, and she was saved throughout the time of famine. Can you see now? So when you believe in the prophet, you'll be saved. In Hosea 12:13, you know what he said there? Hosea chapter 12, verse 3, yes.
By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved.
By a prophet, he brought them out of Egypt, and by a prophet, you know. So they can have a divine visitation when you have faith in your prophet, in your pastors, and finally, by violent praise. When you are into a violent praise, like Acts Apostle 16, Paul and Silas, you know the story very well. The God came down, and everybody's bands were loosed, and all the doors opened. Why? Because they are praising God. Why can't you turn your depression to time of praising God? Why can't you start to praise me right now? And you see His mighty power. I will see you again next week when I will close this topic I've started for the past 8 weeks. And I'm sure that that day, it will be a change in your life. See you again. The Lord be with you in Jesus' name.
For free prayer and counseling, send and reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books in various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.